I want to thank you all for coming today. I'm Mayor Randy Meyer, and I just wanted to give an update on my status. But before I get into that, I want to extend mine and my wife Tammy's deepest sympathies to the families of Suzanne Jackson and Lou Hanley. The family was kind enough to write us a very nice letter about the accident, which I greatly appreciate, and I just again want to extend my deepest sympathies to them in this fatal accident. I also want to express how much my wife has done in my 13-day hospital stay. She stayed over every night in the hospital. Just love and dedication, that's truly remarkable. I was admitted to the hospital around 7:30 on Sunday, April 7th. And it became clear as the first week progressed that something wasn't right. So they, by Friday, they decided they had to do surgery, and 6 inches of my intestine was dead, my small intestine. And basically what happened from the force of the accident, because we were traveling 55 miles an hour on Highway 32, all the blood vessels ripped away from that section of the intestine. So the doctor successfully removed that, reconnected things. And since then, day by day, I've just been getting better. I had some surgery on my base of my pinky on my left hand early last week. I kind of knew that was broke from day one, but I wanted them to fix the big things before we got to the small things. Through this process, I'm very humbled and thankful for all the prayers. I mean, my hospital room looked like a florist shop. I got hundreds and hundreds of cards and well wishes and visitors. A lot of concern in the community and surrounding area, and I'm truly humble and grateful for all the prayers. I think I've counted it up between the different chaplains and pastors. I had 7 different chaplains and pastors visit my room from the area. So I mean, it's a lot of things. I continue to get stronger each day. Recovery is going well. Was at the doctor's yesterday, said everything's looking good. You know, of course, there's more things that always need to heal, but I do have a couple broken ribs, pretty severe bruising from the seatbelt. But again, I just want to stress to anyone who sees this, without the seatbelt, I'd be dead. So anyone out there who's not wearing their seatbelts, please start immediately. It's really that important. I want to thank St. Nicholas Hospital not only for the care they gave me, but the caring they showed while giving that care. They let my guide dog Deegan stay all the days except when I went to ICU for the surgery. I don't know if they would have let him stay or not, but I felt it appropriate to send him home. But there's a bond between a working dog and I just wanted to make sure that he didn't feel left out. You know, ironically, he was in the back of the car, back seat of the car, and he came out much better than the people belted in the front of the car. So, unfortunately, my wife Tammy came out of it much better than I did. Deegan also did manage to get out of the room a couple times to visit other patients, and they really all took it as a positive sign. He actually came in the middle of a husband and wife praying with the chaplain, and kind of nuzzled the husband and nuzzled the wife who was in the hospital, and they took it as a positive sign. So he really is a remarkable, remarkable working dog from Occupaws, and I'm very, very gratified to have him there in the hospital. So my care was really top notch. Also want to thank my city department heads for keeping the city running smoothly. And the council, is kind of unique not to have the mayor at the swearing in of the new council, but things went well. We've got good people at all phases, and I was in contact when necessary with the police chief and Steve Riffle and Director of City Services Joel Telshek, just giving them some directions, because there's always you know, it's a part-time mayor in Sheboygan Falls, but I say it's a part-time job that goes 24/7, because there's not a second that I'm not mayor. So there's always details that pop into my head and things I want to make sure that are happening. And my people implemented anything I talked to them about in a excellent manner, which is which is really what I expect. As far as the accident, I've spent not one second trying to assign any blame or things like that. We call them accidents because that's what they are. No one goes out with the intention of getting into a high-speed car crash. So I didn't spend any mental energy on any blame. And I think that's an important thing. My recovery in the hospital, first week was kind of rough. I just really reached into my background of motivational speaking and being a championship wrestler and just told myself I had to set my mental sail in the right position and just leave it there. So I didn't want to get too high on the good days, and I didn't want to get too low on the bad days. I just had to keep my mind mentally locked in the proper frame, and I was able to do that. Part of that, I relied on some things I learned from my father before he passed away. He had two difficult hospital stays regarding lung cancer and his heart, and I had the opportunity to talk to him quite a bit about that. So I really thought, what would he do if he was here? And just relied on that as a kind of an anchor. And again, just kept my mental sail set in that right position to bring me to where I am today. And with that, I'll open it up for any questions any of you have. And Chief, if you want to call on people for questions.
When exactly will you be returning back to work, Mayor?
I would say I'm already returned to work. Okay. Going to meet with one of my older people tonight. I've kept in good contact with the chief. Talked to the building inspector yesterday about an issue. Been talking to Joel Talshick, our director of city services. So I would say I'm effectively back to work as mayor.
Do you remember about the crash? And
it was so fast. There was no warning. My wife remembers seeing just like a flash of red as the car pulled out in front of us. There really was no warning. When you think about these things in your mind, you think there's going to be a warning or, a scream or a little brakes. There was nothing. It was just a crunch. The car spun. We jumped the ditch and came to rest. And obviously I knew I had injuries. And I just remember being able to pop my door open and swinging my feet out. And then I was just sitting there, and then I remembered a young man giving his name and address, and he said he was from Killeen, Texas, which is where Fort Hood was, and I thought, if they sent the U.S. Army, I'm going to be okay.
What do we know about fault?
My best understanding is the other car missed the stop sign or pulled out, but I really haven't spent much time on that because it's, that's a liability thing, and again, in the mental aspects of the thing, it doesn't really matter. I mean, no one went out that day with the idea of they were going to pull out in front of us or anything like that. So I haven't concerned myself with fault. I believe the State Patrol is doing the investigation. But everything I understand is that the other car missed the stop sign or pulled out from the stop sign.
That was Hanley, correct?
I believe he was the driver.
What was going through your mind when the accident was unfolding?
First thing that was going through my mind was, my wife okay? That was my first thought that I asked the people on my side. And I knew it was a bad car crash. I didn't have to be able to see to know that. I knew it was bad. Matter of fact, Sunday night I was checked into the hospital, and Monday morning early I asked my mom to have the chief came by because Tammy and I had not seen the news yet, but my instincts told me that people did not survive that crash, and unfortunately my instincts were correct, and I wanted the chief to be able to tell Tammy about what happened to the people in the other vehicle.
And Tammy, did you have any injuries as well?
Tammy's wrist or hand possibly might be broken. It was x-rayed yesterday. That's the most severe of her injuries. She obviously has bruising from the seatbelt as well. But she came out of it much better than I did. And then Deegan in the back seat, he came out of it much better than any of us. So,
And Mayor, you credit the seatbelt.
Oh, there's no doubt. Without the seatbelt, I'd be dead.
And God. God was there.
Mayor, just looking at your bio here, you're quite the survivor, yes?
Well, I don't know, survivor, I mean, I guess I have some accomplishments. I survived eye cancer at age 2, so I guess my wrestling career really started then. I beat cancer, and then I, you know, had a God-given gift for the sport of wrestling, and I always joked that was my opportunity to pick on sighted people, and was pretty successful at that. So this is the first thing that I guess I feel I've ever had that really could have tipped the other way. But yeah, I guess not to brag, but I do have some accomplishments in my background, and that's what I talk about when we're doing my motivational speaking. And of course, that's where I was that night. I had just given a half hour goal setting workshop to the Howards Grove baseball team, and explained to them about the 3% of people set goals, and those 3% end up being more successful. So we're just working on that, and they've actually given me a signed baseball, which will be one of my cherished things. So, yeah.
And Mayor, would you like to see maybe a street light there? Maybe somehow the elderly man missed the stop sign, or do you think a street light would help there? I noticed a lot of cars do speed in that area.
Yeah, you know, the sheriff did stop up and talk to me, and we talked about that being a bad intersection. I mean, I'll leave those judgments more to the professionals. I mean, certainly I don't want anyone else to experience the car crash that we and Suzanne Jackson and Lou Hanley experienced at that intersection. Even here in the city, I've been working with the DOT to slow down. When you come off Highway 23 onto 32, there's that 0.8-mile stretch where you can go 45 miles an hour, and I've talked to the DOT repeatedly about slowing that down, and we're going to get some traffic control there in 2015. But the DOT says cars are already going 10 miles over the speed limit, meaning they're going 55, so they don't want to do it. And I said, well, I just took some basic math courses in my life, but if we slowed it to 35, wouldn't cars slow to 45? So I'll be chatting with the people at the DOT again.
How is it when you are in an accident with someone this severely, and you're in such a small town?
Well, a lot of people know me, so I got a lot of well wishes and cards and things. I did not know them personally, but it turns out my brother-in-law does work with someone from Suzanne Jackson's family, and again, I can't tell you how much their letter meant to Tammy and I. We didn't read it until we got home from the hospital, but. She must have been a very remarkable lady for a family to write a letter like they wrote, just giving comfort to us.
Can you share some of that letter with us?
I'd rather keep the letter personal.
In your experience here in town, since the time you've been here, have you seen another accident like the one that you were involved in? Have you heard or experienced anything like that?
There's always accidents, and of course, you know, being mayor, I do hear about them. The accident didn't happen in the city, you know, it was in the town of Sheboygan Falls. So I mean, you know, you get the state highways and the county highways coming together, and you know, you've got 55-mile-an-hour state highways like we were on that have the right-of-ways in general, and you have the county roads that have stop signs, and you know, so. There's certainly been other accidents, you know, similar to this in the county, like any county or any community.
Mayor, do you make your experience now at this point in your recovery, is, you know, weave it into your motivational presentation?
Yeah, I'll put it in there when appropriate. I mean, I'm a pretty hard-hitting, dynamic speaker, and I really engage with the audience. So, you know, yeah, we'll work it in. You know, as appropriate. I mean, I don't want to make the whole motivational talk about, you know, a car accident and survival and things like that. But you know, it is a reminder that sometimes as people we procrastinate on issues, and it's a reminder you don't know how much time you have. So again, you know, it's just a reminder to me that my definition of a goal is when dreams and reality collide, And maybe I have to start pushing a little harder to accomplish some of my goals. That's one thing I'm taking away from this.
Okay.